You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get a load of this. I'm so addicted to this app that we have, and it shows the like top 10, top 20 news stories at any moment in the country. You can tell Fox News uses it because the second one jumps up to like 10, boom, it'll just like, I mean, give 10 minutes later, it'll be on their news. They can tell by hits and clicks, right? So this lets me monitor relative levels of propaganda, but also whether we're breaking through, and we're breaking through in a way I've never even seen before. I mean, it gets better every week. I'd say 2/3 of those are ours. I've never seen that before. That's X right there. You could thank Elon Musk. No, look, I know the guy has hit like level 4 Trump derangement syndrome. He goes any further, he'll be like at Rosie O'Donnell and want to move to Ireland, except he can't go there because Europe's trying to arrest him. So, I mean, for letting free speech happen here in America. So I don't know. But number one right now is this BS. Climate change made European heat wave up to 4 degrees Celsius hotter. Study. That is absolutely fake. I'm going to debunk it in a second. And number three, the U.S. faces more frequent extreme weather events, but attitudes and actions are not keeping up. Oh my gosh, climate change. Okay. What? They refuse to tell you. Both of these are AP articles. The AP has yet to report that we now have, and have since 2023, New York Post has reported, if you want to read it, record levels of ice sheet gain at the North and the South Pole. So it's not a fluke. And it's gaining at the fastest rate ever. Why? We're in a mini ice age because solar activity's changed. As Tony Dale has come on the show, he's a former meteorologist, explained many times, we've been tracking the cooling of the world. And there's only so long that the mainstream media can hide this. But I want to take this one apart because it's been trending on and off since yesterday. It's a big lie. U.S. faces more frequent extreme weather events. It's one of these wire stories. So all these supposed news sites are picking it up, and it's a total crock by some guy named Seth Borenstein, who is a fiction writer. And it's unfortunately Associated Press article as well. Again, the Associated Press has yet, they are blacking out the 2 peer-reviewed studies using NASA data that show that the ice sheets are rapidly thickening. He writes, this month's horrific flash floods with unfathomable amounts of rain fell in only hours. More than 100 people died. It's very tragic. That's true. Before 2021, typical temperature for the Pacific Northwest and Western Canada seemed unlikely to get a killer heat wave, but they did. Tropical Hawaii, blah, blah. He goes on and on and on. He says climate change is making extreme weather events more frequent and intense, according to climate scientists and government data. Except that NASA data, right? The NASA data that you're ignoring about the thickening ice sheets there, because that ruined a really good, talking point. Anyway, the headline is U.S. faces more frequent extreme weather events, but attitudes and actions aren't keeping up. And he goes on and on about how the flood in Texas is a part of that. Yeah. So that's like what you're saying then is that hasn't really happened before, right? Like didn't even happen in, say, 1987 when a church camp on the banks of the Guadalupe flooded and children were swept away? Well, it has. That's the problem. Events aren't getting more extreme. Journalists are just refusing to check their own newspaper archives. So we did it for them.
On Friday morning, July 17th, 1987, the small town of Comfort, Texas, became the scene of a heroic rescue and tragic loss. Much of the footage you will see was taped on that day by the banks of the Guadalupe River.
It was the day they were supposed to go home. The more than 300 children at the church camp were awakened early. The river was flooding. If they didn't leave soon, their buses might not be able to leave at all.
And they come in there rushing us up and everything. Tell us get up, get packed and all this stuff. And everybody was asking why. They said we got to get out of here because the river was flowing over.
We started going around the corner. We would go down the hill, then water started coming in the bus and stuff. We tried to back up, but then the bus got stuck, so they made all of us get out of the bus.
And that's whenever the first wave hit us and started scattering people to different trees.
Kids clinging onto the, you know, the trees like ants, surrounded by rushing water. Chris Ray was the first to be rescued.
How many are there of you?
It tragically shows a 14-year-old girl exhausted in the water, and she's reaching for the rope, and she can't hang on. She's washed away, and she died. Very, very sad, very scary. And how did that happen? Massive, drastic, 20-plus foot rise in water in less than an hour. Wait a minute. We've heard that story before. Yeah, this is 1987. In that case, they tried to leave in a bus, but the flood came so fast down the Guadalupe. Again, flooding out a church camp on the banks of a Guadalupe River. You know what? Here's the lesson. Don't build a church camp on the banks of a Guadalupe River. You think people would learn, but they didn't. This is, by the way, in the county next to Kerr County, so it's right down the road. Anyway, they all grabbed hands and formed a chain and tried to exit the bus to get to higher land, and the water just busted through and washed away over 30 people, 10 children dead. So this whole idea that we're having extreme weather events, and this is now the number one trending story in the country, the AP's lying their rear ends off because of climate change. No, Guadalupe is flood prone. By the way, did you see the cover of the New York Post? Their county council there actually, because they knew it was flood prone, especially flash flood prone, and they knew it was particularly a problem in the middle of the night because water's quiet. It's very silent, right? It'll creep up on you. They considered $1 million for a warning system. So as the water rose, it would trigger the alarm. They decided it was too expensive. Somehow, that was Donald Trump's fault somehow, or some way. But also not Joe Biden's fault, just so we're clear. Right. You know what the best thing to do? It's just ignore stuff the Associated Press says, because they lie. And it's really not helpful.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got some criticism on my Facebook page from a listener. That's okay. I can take it. I started to type a reply, but you know, I went, well, you know what? I'll just do it on the air. Why not? It's from Allison, who is a longtime top fan of mine. She's actually got the top fan designation on Facebook. She's probably listening right now. Hey, Allison, here's what she writes. So many times that you were correct, exclamation point, so many times that you were honest, but you will not be honest about Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu. Tara, you have an Overton window that you will not cross. I think she's mad at me because a lot of people view what we have done in Iran and what we still need to do. We've got still got a lot of people to kill and a lot of sites to take out. As I have documented exhaustively on my Battleground America podcast, we are still in mortal danger for this from this country. I do not view what we are doing there as for Israel. I'm thrilled that we have Israel go in and drop the bombs for us. Gives us some cover. They're, of course, totally morally justified after the slaughter of 1,400 innocents. But no, I don't view it as bombing on behalf of Israel. In fact, I don't think we should attack any country on behalf of Israel. I'm not interested in doing that, and I would never support that. This is personal. This is about trying to kill Trump. This is about the four individuals we have in federal prison now awaiting trial for attempting to murder Trump. And I'm not going to play the audio again. I've played it many times of Donald Trump saying they tried to kill him, of Donald Trump being resentful of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden for not even so much as sanctioning them for trying to kill him. This is war. They started it. And you cannot let this country get nuclear fissile material. This is a country from whose military has leaked a plan to detonate a nuke when they get it as an EMP over our country and destroy parts, if not all of our grid. That's an existential threat. It's one of the few threats we've ever seen. I mean, look, folks, you listen to me for years. I've played Tucker Carlson and Tulsi Gabbard. I don't want to hit Russia with another missile. I think it's insane to send more weaponry to Ukraine. We should hit them financially because we still have allowed Russia to fund its economy with mass oil sales to China. They ought to be hit with a 500% tariff, both of them. Then we tariff anybody doing business with them, especially if they're buying the Russian oil. It's not hard. We don't need to hit them with military equipment. We have been striking deep inside of Ukraine. And by we, I mean we hand the equipment over to the war room in Badenburg, Germany. We hand it to NATO, and they kill Russian civilians with it at a rate that is unprecedented, and that's why Putin's firing back like he is. We are pushing them to the brink of World War III. That's insane. So when we started, when we're the ones who are the aggressors, we have been in Ukraine and Russia, we are the problem. And that's not just me. That's Marco Rubio said that. He said, yeah, it's a proxy war. We started it. We did. It wasn't us. It was Barack Obama trying to get in a war with Russia, trying to start something nuclear. I don't know. These people are crazy. The Democrats, they're crazy. Who knows why they do what they do? But they did. And they had worked on that war for many years. I don't want to hit those people. I want peace with that. We should do it through economic strength. But when somebody is a true existential threat to the president of the United States of America, this country, I will bury them. And that is what is going on. It has nothing to do with Israel. Again, I'm glad that they're helping us, but we're not fighting on behalf of Israel. And if you think we are, you are delusional. Which brings me to this. I don't know why our side isn't talking about this more. Maybe because so much else is just going on right now. Do you know what the reward on Trump's head is right now from Iran? Or maybe you're just fine with it. $21 million. It's $21 million. They're not hiding it. I mean, they're right out there in public with it. So if you're good with that, you and Tucker Carlson can go hang out together. And Candace Owens and whatever other nuts out there. The THAAR.IR regime-linked website in Iran is now offering over $21 million to the person who assassinates Donald Trump. Keep in mind, there's two fatwas on him, one by the Ayatollah himself and one by the highest-ranking cleric. These are calls for his death, and it says it is a moral obligation of Muslims, Shia Muslims everywhere, to murder him. And by the way, if you can get away with it, here's $21 million. Now, what is the justification for this? I don't see Israel in here anywhere. Assassination of Qasem Soleimani. Why did Trump kill Soleimani? Anybody know? No, of course they don't. You wouldn't know. They keep you dumb. Soleimani had killed or maimed over 600 of our troops in Iraq with his IEDs. Under Joe Biden, over 135 catastrophic brain injuries from which our troops will not recover. That's, Iran has done that. Soleimani was planning another joint base hit. He was going to hit multiple bases at one time. And Trump said, enough. He's killed and hurt enough of us. I'm going to kill him. That is a proper, rational response. That is how we should protect our troops. And if we don't protect our troops, we don't deserve to have troops. That's why I got so disgusted at one point under Biden. I was saying, don't join the military. He will literally let Iran fly their drones in, give your child a catastrophic brain injury, your child who's serving overseas, fly out, and there won't be so much as a sanction. Trump has got to hit back hard because of what the Democrats did. So assassination of Qasem Soleimani, way overdue. Glad he did it. He doesn't deserve to die for that. They did it. They were the aggressor. And they should expect equal and opposite reaction. Let's see what else they say. Bombing of three Iranian nuclear sites. You didn't see that coming. Listen to this. Exiting the JCPOA. They want to kill him for exiting Barack Obama's nuclear deal? That's one of their reasons for killing him. $21 million bounty on his head. You okay with that? Because I'm not okay with that. I am not okay with that. You saw Tucker Carlson talking about the... Oh, wait, you didn't. Yeah, see, they don't have an answer for it. Think about this. That's how good Barack Obama and Joe Biden's nuclear deal was with Iran. Iran wants to kill Trump for leaving it. Why? Because it gave them permission in year five to buy the missile on which to deliver the nuke to our shores from China and Russia. That's why China felt comfortable enough doing the targeting of our naval ships for the Houthis as Iran supplied them with the missiles and the drones to hit us. Two Navy SEALs still at the bottom of the ocean, the Red Sea. You good with that? Because I'm not good with that. None of that has anything to do with Israel. So I'm not delusional about Israel. I understand Israel perfectly. I have a lot of reservations about giving them the bunker busters. I'm afraid they'll turn right around and sell them to China. They have a history of that. They've betrayed us that way. I don't like Netanyahu. Got reservations about Israel. But I'm also a realist. And we got to stop Iran now, because you let them partner with the Democrats in one more administration. Oh my gosh, we'll have so many dead troops. Probably a toasted grid. People desperate for food, and maybe Republican presidents will what? Have to campaign from bunkers as Iran tries to kill them on our own soil and the Democrats laugh? I don't live in that world. None of that has anything to do with Israel.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.